As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you. In a new poll, 65% of Americans say that they have a product in their home that they consider a quote-unquote cure-all. We're not talking about that old bottle of scotch that your grandma has in the basement or the pyramid scheme stuff that your sister-in-law won't stop trying to sell you. This is specifically for skin problems, and these aren't family secrets. 73% say they'd be excited to share their go-to products, but unfortunately the poll didn't include many specifics. The top cure-all item is an antibiotic ointment. Petroleum jelly is second, followed by witch hazel, rubbing alcohol, and vapor rub. So if you have these cure-alls, you should be okay.
Petroleum jelly. It's good for a lot of things, not masturbation, I tell you.
It won't come off.
Still trying to get that stuff off.
Yeah, don't use that for rubbing one up. That's for sure.
Water. Everything else, though, cures everything else.
Water runs right off of that. Do you have anything you consider a cure? I know this is talking about skin stuff, but for me, I would say growing up, Pepto-Bismol was kind of like the cure-all for our family.
Pepto-Bismol.
Like everything we have a headache, take
some
Pepto.
You know, I think ours is like when I was growing up, too, ibuprofen.
Just take
fine.
It.
They'll slap the wound.
Yeah.
On your way.
You'll be all right. Yeah. It was always Pepto-Bismol. You stomach ache, Pepto. You got the stuffy nose, Pepto. It was just for everything. I think what it was just because it tasted good. So we'd take it and that would, it would trick us dumb kids into thinking that we were fine. And at least we'd stop complaining.
Like, you would just drink Pepto-Bismol with your eggs.
I don't know about you. But did your dad or mom throw away the measuring cup? We never used the measuring cups.
Oh, no, dude.
That went right into the trash with the plastic wrapping on top. Just throw it away.
How many gulps? That's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, take a big gulp. That's what my dad always used to say. Just take a big gulp.
Did you ever take a big gulp and then you look at the bottle? Like, oh, that was like hand.
That was a little much. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I almost OD'd on cough medicine because
be okay.
Just take a big gulp. Just take a big gulp. You'll be fine. Yeah. So
it's you know, my dad's too was Neosporin.
Oh yeah, put that
dude,
on everything, man.
He still has bottles of Neosporin from like 1962, dude. I'm telling you.
What about this?
They're more yellow than.
How about this? Did you ever just swish around peroxide? I can't. Dude. It didn't matter what. Put peroxide on a cut. You got a sword to just rinse it out. Just rinse it out with peroxide. You'd be fine. You'd be fine.
He would always like to put alcohol. Like when I was a kid, I'd scrape something. You know, like come here, come here, get over here,
right there.
Alcohol. Damn.
Tussin, Pepto, and peroxide. You'd be all right. You'd be fine.
Good to go.
You can survive a zombie apocalypse with that.
Remedies of the 90s, really, man.
And petroleum jelly for masturbation. You'd be okay.
No.
Hey, speaking of whacking it, guys, your pornography habit is hurting your performance in the bedroom. But ladies, your habit is actually boosting your performance in the bedroom.
We don't need the noises, Brock. Those are from you.
This is according to a new study in the Journal of Psychological Medicine. It says that frequent porn viewing has a bad effect on men's sex lives, leaving them with low self-esteem, ED, and, quote, the inability...
It's 'cause you're a deflated balloon afterwards. You don't want to do anything. You're just a bum.
Well, no, because I think for guys, and this is the thing. I love porn.
Girls can do.
Yeah, it's easy for you, okay? You can just do a couple of hi-yas, you know, maybe bend a certain way. Get your knees up by whatever's fine. It's easy for you. But guys, we're competing with, you know, John Holmes and Johnny Sins and these sea biscuits from the waist down. Like that
John
throws
Holmes
off.
Is dead, but...
Well, back in the day, if you're ever in a vintagey porn mood, you gotta throw on a little bit of that. All right. God, imagine if he trimmed up like they do nowadays. He had a big old bush, man. That took away an inch or two. That'd be just astonishing.
Already had a redwood.
It makes sense for guys because you got these stallions, okay? And then you got me who is barely cracking average, okay? Like, I get it. Not to mention time-wise. Like, they're going 30, 40 minutes, which who's got the time for that anyways?
Like a mushroom in the forest, dude, you know?
But women, on the other hand, all right, they're learning fun little phrases and ways to flick their hair and fun moves. It's great. It's educational for them. For us, it's just a setting the bar way too high. Way too high.
Yeah, ladies got it good on that one.
Yeah. Hi-ya.
You don't need the noises.
Hi-ya. Hi. All right, anyway. So, guys, just keep this in mind, okay? If you're watching some adult films, don't expect to be like that, okay? You're not going to be Rico Suave.
It's a movie. Yeah. Can you fly like Iron Man?
Yeah,
no, exactly. You can't. If you know.
That's a good way to look at it, all right? You're not like Superman jumping buildings
off and blow up like the Hulk. No, you can't do it. It's the same thing. It's the same movie. It's a movie.
And you're also not going to satisfy those women like Peter North, okay? So that's the same thing.
All right. What happened?
Well, I feel like I listed off way too many male porn star names. I shouldn't know that many off the top of my head.
Right.
Couldn't tell you what happened in the War of 1812, but I can list off male porn stars pretty quick.
What does your bookmark section look like?
It's a mess. I'll be honest. It's not good. It's not good. All right. There you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.